It's just been a fast and furious harvest is what it's been.
And that's Mark Seib, who farms with his family in Posey County near Evansville.
I think Southwest Indiana is in pretty good shape. We haven't had any issues with putting trucks in the field this year, getting grain out, mudding it, or anything such as that. We've been fairly dry through the whole process. Our cribs are full. Our wet bins are starting to get full. Our yields have been extremely good this year. I believe most of the other people in this area are about in the same position as what we are, wrapping up everything.
Even though he doesn't have double crop soybeans on his farm, he says his neighboring farmers have had outstanding yields on their double crop beans.
You know, usually whenever we did have double crop soybeans, you could always see a little bit of a drag on the yield for double crops because they didn't get the rain. They didn't get the full growing season. But our neighbors around here, I'm hearing that we've got good yields, as good as what they were in a normal year for the early beans. For us down here, we have had exceptional soybean yields. Our early beans out-yielded. We had one field that had the biggest yield that it's ever had.
Seib says that the dry weather throughout the summer and early fall have helped to keep disease pressure away. But he says a recent discovery from the local FFA kids has him concerned.
With the soil judging, we found that whenever they dug their pits, that the moisture was not there. Some of those pits are 6 foot deep. Now, our deep water in the sands in the neighboring northern county, their table seems to be pretty well stable. It's not too bad. So I think if we start to get the rains, we start to replenish the water table, it won't take a lot to bring it back, but it's going to take some.
You can hear my full conversation with Posey County farmer Mark Seib at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.